The third word is an interesting word. It's Jews. Our third key word is Jews. The wise men said, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews?" Who are the Jews? Well, they're the people of God, the nation of his choosing. They're a peculiar people, sanctified unto God, his chosen generation in a royal priesthood. They are God's dream people, the ones he has always had in his heart from the beginning. And he who watches over them slumbers not nor sleeps. Dare not to touch them, for he who does, him shall God destroy. Under the law covenant, Jews were a physical people of the 12 tribes of Israel, all sons and daughters of Abraham. Under the new covenant, they are a spiritual people, sons and daughters of Abraham by faith, from every tribe and tongue in the world, where the gospel has been preached and the disciples of King Jesus have been made. Luke 2:6 says, "But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are not the least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." I would like us to look at a couple of scripture passages as we turn a corner here in this message on the subject of Jews. First of all, in Galatians chapter 6, I would like to read for you, please, verses 14 through 17. "But God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom the world has been crucified to me and I to the world. For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything but a new creation." Hey, the hot issue now that Christ is king is a new creation. And this new creation is made out of every human being type on this earth. It is irrelevant whether you were born physically a Jew or physically a Gentile, physically yellow, black, brown, white, or purple. Now the issue is a new creation. But don't stop in your reading. "For as many as walk according to this rule," and it's a new rule, see. Some folks have never broken the old rule. God isn't working in the old rule anymore. He isn't working in an old people. He has a new creation and a new rule. He says, "Upon them be peace and mercy." And this, he says, is the Israel of God. Isn't this interesting? This new creation is the Israel of God. What an outrageous statement. What an outrageous statement. They are the new Israel of God, a new creation. Don't stop. I knew I'd stir some of you up a little bit. That's my job. We're too easy to follow by our noses and not by our spirits and read the Word of God a little bit and let it say what it wants to say. We just know what it wants to mean, and it doesn't always mean what we think it wants to mean, does it? Let's turn to Galatians chapter 3 for just a mini-ha-ha.